Are there any other trials out there where this is being done that, you know, might be...
Well, actually, Randy Hecht is going to present data on Sunday, an analysis of the PACE trial with this data, and the Crystal and Opus, I think. In any case, a couple of the cetuximab trials also have data that either I've seen or, you know, some of us have seen or we know about that sort of informs it.
Well, for sure, this program's going out after Sunday. Can you say what the PACE trial showed?
I don't know the data well enough. I mean, I've seen it.
But I've seen the data. I have the slides.
Maybe you're comfortable talking about it because I haven't really studied it to comment.
Does it show, Axel?
The PACE trial actually had two components. One was an oxaliplatin-based component. One was an irinotecan-based component. And the irinotecan-based data, including KRAS, will be presented here. So this was now a phase 2 trial, 200 patients. Randomization, irinotecan, 5-FU, sulfonylurea, plus bevacizumab, a standard of care, plus minus panitumumab in first-line therapy. Primary endpoint, progression-free survival, whatever. So for our purpose right now, in terms of responses, and this is probably the easiest to assess as comparison in terms of activity, how active is panitumumab, this antibody against EGF receptor antigen, in patients with KRAS wild-type and mutated tumors. In patients who had KRAS mutated tumors, there was none benefit at all in terms of higher response rate for panitumumab in combination with FOLFIRI bevacizumab. In contrast, patients who had wild-type KRAS tumors, the response rate was higher when panitumumab was added to chemotherapy plus bevacizumab, to irinotecan plus bevacizumab.
Do we know anything about time to progression?
No, we don't. They're not going to present the data.
I would be a little cautious, as I understand it, it's an analysis of just the first 115 patients or so.
It's actually almost 200 patients.
I think that unless you've seen new data, because in any case, it also is, I think, investigator-assessed response.
Correct.
As opposed to
Correct.
Centrally adjudicated. And it's
actually
not blinded because you know who got panitumumab.
I mean, they present both. They present the investigator-adjudicated and the central review.
What fraction of patients have the KRAS mutation?
KRAS mutation, about 40-45%.
So you'd be sort of bringing the denominator down by around half or so.
Well, 60% of the patients would still stay on the study.
The caveat that I have here, the problem is, and that's why a little bit more problematic, is patients who have KRAS mutated tumors have a poorer prognosis to begin with.
Right.
So we're talking about this link between prognostic and
predictive
marker, which always makes, you know, analysis of clinical trial data very difficult because you have overlying effects. Patients do poorer, and of course, they might not benefit from one treatment option. That's going to be critical, in especially analysis in your trials, you know, what's to dissect that out. It's
absolutely
not that easy.